Welcome back to Comfort Talks Tuesdays. I'm so excited to be here on this fine Tuesday morning. Today we are getting into the Word of God. We are starting a conversation. I hope y'all are ready. I want you to grab your coffee, grab your tea. If you're driving, please be safe, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Comfort Talks Tuesdays. How are you guys doing? I know the ghost has finally reappeared. I am so excited to be here with you on this fine Tuesday morning. We will be posting from now on every Tuesday at 7 a.m. So always look out. Today we are going to switch a couple things up going forward. I want to start this podcast with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for your love and your mercy and your kindness. Lord, we thank you for every listener out there, Lord, as they are going to work and their various things today. Lord, we ask for your protection and guidance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So how are you guys doing? I know it's been crazy 2023. Now we're in 2024. How was your 2023 though? I remember I was asking a couple people, how was your 2023? And legit, literally, no one said they had a good 2023. I did not have a good 2023. From my car issues to deaths in the family to just a lot of different mental strain and this and that. It was not the best year. But no matter what, you got to give glory to God because we came out alive. That is what is important, honestly, because sometimes we get caught up in the needs and wants of our daily routine and the things that we want from God and the desires that we have. But we forget one thing. Life is not promised. Your life is not promised. It's by the grace and the mercy of God that keeps you alive. So I believe we just have to be grateful for coming out of 2023 alive. 2023 was a year of hardship, but it was a year of growth. It was a year of just focusing on just things that you just want to release out of your life. Also, I saw a lot of my favorite people get married, engaged 2023. One of my good friends, and she's been on the podcast, she's in New York. She had her wedding. It was literally outstanding. It was amazing. It was so fun and it was so beautiful. And I was a part of that wedding. It was just so nice to be a part of something bigger than, you know, us. It was just so beautiful and it was just amazing. And then I was also a part of another wedding that was from our church. Love her to death. I'm not gonna name any names just because she's a little shy sometimes. So she got married as well, and I'm telling you, that wedding was the wedding of the century. I think that was our 2023 wrapped up. It was so fun. Literally vibes. Everyone that we knew from high school, we all came together. We just had a great time, enjoyed the love in the room, and it was just a beautiful moment. I had another wedding that I also attended. Also someone that I knew very dear and close to my heart as well. And her wedding literally set off the tone for every other wedding that we went to. And let me tell you, the live gospel band, they knew what they were doing. It was top tier, beautiful. All the weddings, no comparison. Everybody had just different things to it, and it was just amazing. What I wanted to, you know, say was it was a great celebration of God's union and love, and it was just amazing. And I pray for longevity. I pray for strength. I pray for grace. I pray for blessings, financial blessings, being fruitful and multiply, all those blessings. I pray that over them. And it was also meeting a couple people. 2023, I met a couple people that I usually don't go to certain functions, but I kind of went to certain things. I went to one of our good friends who also was on the podcast, Asher Plange. He has a new song coming out. I was part of the video. We went and supported the project. Beautiful, beautiful. Song is amazing. You can search him up on, I believe, all music platforms. It was amazing. Met a couple people there. Met a new friend, some friends in New York. It was just vibes. Like, there were some great parts of 2023. But then with every great thing, there's also the different sides of it. So yeah, it was overall a good year. It was an okay year. I came out alive, and that's what's important. 2024 is not really looking up as much. Honestly, when I was entering this year, I did not set any goals, right? Because I was just like, the year flew by. We entered into 2024, and I was like, whoa, I had lost my voice from leading worship the day before. And also 2023, by the way, most, like, one of my busiest ministry years so far. I had the opportunity and the privilege to be a part of Souls of Yahweh, their panel. We went to minister in Connecticut. We had a church conference. It was just a lot of things that was going on. So it was very, very busy for me, but, you know, to God be the glory. But 2023, I'm telling you, one thing I learned was rest. When you know that your battery is running out, but you're still trying to go on empty, no. Literally, I had to take a moment. I was like, I need to step back. And it's taking, you know, it's learning how to say no sometimes, and learning that you need to just sit back and just recuperate, just get back to God, really. But 2024, lost my voice, entered the new year, didn't really have any goals. I was just kind of winging it till the second week, which is this week, right? Or third week. This week, I was just like, nah, we gotta get some goals ready, some things ready. And I listened to one podcast, which it just reprogrammed me a little bit. So it was an amazing podcast, and I will link it in the bio if possible. So 2023, we're coming in hot. This is also, I also wanted to let you guys know, this is also a part of my ministry podcast. So there's a lot going on with the ministry, but this is how I want to use my platform to spread the gospel, and the gospel of Jesus, and the gospel of just truth, and just encouragement. The ladies out there, the men out there, the kids out there, this is the platform I want to use for ministry. So there's more to that. There's a lot of things that's going to happen with this, but this is officially UFAM ministry. I've had this ministry, prayed about it for a couple years now. I had launched it, I believe, 2019-ish. Don't quote me on that, but this is officially a part of the ministry. But Comfort Talks Tuesdays was always near and dear to my heart, and it was just something that I thought, God, I could just praise your name with. So this is under the ministry. I'm so excited. And yeah, please support, share, support, anything you can do, listen to it. And also, I believe if you want to be partners with the ministry, you can, if your heart so leads you, if Jesus touches your heart, most definitely you can be a partner of the ministry. If you have any questions about that, just let me know. But that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to just tell you guys that we're back. I hope you listen. I hope you share. And the first episode is going to be amazing. So Thank you all for sticking with me. All the encouragement. Oh my days. I didn't know y'all listened to Comfort Talks Tuesdays like that. But I remember everywhere I was going, at least one person would be like, oh, what are you posting? Oh my gosh, I loved your podcast. And then like a friend will put up my old episodes. Like, you guys, I love you. God bless everyone that stuck with me and is still sticking with me. God bless you. God bless you. Lord, I pray favor upon all of you. We prophesy and we decree and we believe that this year is our year in Jesus' name. So I will see you guys in the next podcast. I am so excited. This was a little catch up. So see you guys in the next podcast. Bye.